What are some particularly strong memories you have of the campaign?
Russian television coming to our house.
Coming to your house?
Ding dong. And I open the door and this newscaster, just gorgeous newscaster guy from Russia named Boris, somebody had sunglasses on his head and he had his cameraman and his all his people behind him. He said, "Hi, I'm Boris so-and-so and I'm from RT. I said, "We're not allowed to talk to you because we shouldn't give a statement to Russian television. We may be perceived as working for you." So had to shut the door.
He just came in no warning.
No.
They never did. Well, we had Air Arabia come.
Al Jazeera.
We had...
They set up an appointment and the news NHK from...
Japan came.
Yeah. But that was only, we were on the periphery because Kathy handled most of that. She did the New York Times, the Guardian. She did the big ones. The Guardian was great. They had one of the biggest headlines was Fracking Hell, mm-hmm. and it said Denton. And somebody held that up at a city council meeting. It's not the right image to have for a city. I live in fracking
that
hell.
Was something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, and then the night that the vote went through, it was very memorable.
That was midterm elections, and Democrats lost in a lot of races. That was midterm Obama, and we won. And that was the one positive thing that rippled through the whole United States. I mean, we had all the news people were there down at Dan Silverleaf, and I mean, the roof blew off. It was just great. It was just like Tara Lynn said, it was like a million New Year's Eves all rolled into one. That was quite powerful.
What did y'all do to celebrate?
Just went home, went to bed. We were all tired. We had gotten up so early, and we spent 12 hours that day from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. And for the 2 weeks beforehand, I was out there every day in front of the Civic Center. And I didn't sit. I stood because I had to run to beat that other person to the car, get my cards.
And we had some great fundraisers, a Brave Combo.
Oh, yeah.
Was very supportive. They played for us. And,
yeah.
Some of the guys from the jazz department, we'd do concerts. So there was some fun times, too.